Starting tomorrow, healthcare providers will also have the chance to reopen somewhat. They'll be able to resume routine procedures and appointments that they've had to put on hold as the states tried to stem the spread of the new coronavirus. As Patty White reports, many providers say they will not reopen right away, and some, including dentists, say they're still not allowed to provide treatment other than emergency care.
Now that primary care practices like Martins Point Healthcare can open up additional services, Chief Medical Officer Dr. Jonathan Harvey says they'll be able to chip away at the backlog of patients that's grown over the past several weeks.
We actually counted about 450 of our 90,000 or so patients who needed to be caught up. And so we're in the process now of outreaching to them to set up either video visits or in-person visits once we feel that it's safe for our patients to come back to the office.
That likely won't be till mid-May, says Harvey, as Martins Point works out the details of its protocols to expand in-person visits. Martins Point has already instituted some changes, such as screening all patients for COVID-19 symptoms and eliminating the waiting room by bringing patients straight to exam rooms. Moving forward, Harvey expects the system will likely need to provide care in a variety of formats.
We'll probably do a combination of televideo visits, office visits, and potentially continue with telephone office visits until we feel it's the right time.
Other providers will open more quickly, but will phase in the amount of patients they see. Optometrist Dr. Sam Pelletier of York Family Eye Care says he plans to reopen on Monday.
We're going to see a half day's worth of patients, but we're spreading them out over a whole day so that we're starting slowly.
Pelletier says he'll use Friday, the day he's first allowed to open, to meet with staff to go over the many changes his practice will make in light of the new coronavirus. His waiting room will now be the parking lot. Paperwork will be done online. Staff will be screened daily for symptoms of COVID-19. And everyone, patients included, will need to wear masks. Pelletier practices in the county with the second highest number of confirmed cases in the state. He's both nervous and eager to reopen. He just got a loan from the Paycheck Protection Program and needs to make the most of it.
Once the money hits our account, we have to start paying our employees. And if we had to go another 2 or 3 weeks, like we were thinking maybe it'd be May 16th before we could open. And if we had to go that long, then we're paying our employees and we're not working.
Governor Mills' plan to reopen the economy is coming at the right time for providers like Dr. Pelletier. But others say they have to wait. Dr. Brad Rand is the president of the Maine Dental Association.
In principle, or in theory, we would be in phase one of reopening. But in practice, we're actually in the same place that we were prior to the announcement.
During a news briefing Thursday, the commissioner of the Department of Economic and Community Development, Heather Johnson, said dentists are allowed to reopen as of May 1st. But Rand says they're being directed to a federal CDC document for guidance on how to proceed safely.
And in that document, it states that all dental care that's not emergency should be postponed.
Rand says that's a roadblock that dentists can't cross. As they wait for more clear direction from the Mills administration, he says they're seeing some patients who had faced minor issues 6 weeks ago that have now turned into emergencies. He says he just treated one patient who had to postpone an appointment for 2 fillings because of the COVID-19 restrictions.
And instead of now having 2 fillings, he has to have some expensive treatment on 1 tooth, and he's going to sadly lose the other 2. And boy, it just, you know, it really sunk in that we're really starting to see some things that are materializing that wouldn't otherwise do so.
For other providers, including St. Joseph Hospital in Bangor, supply shortages may prevent a full-scale return to elective surgeries. President Mary Pribilo says the hospital is establishing new safety workflows, which includes testing patients for COVID-19 before surgery to make sure they won't develop the illness while trying to recover.
So that testing, and it's really more, can we get it done quickly, and are there enough test kits are going to be an issue.
Personal protective equipment, or PPE, is another issue, says Pribilo.
In our new world, we're using more PPE than we ever did prior to COVID. Staff didn't walk around with surgical masks on all the time, or even to the extent that N95s are being worn. So we're going to have to monitor really on a weekly basis as to what our supplies are.
To determine what services they can provide. Keeping in mind, Priblo says, that the hospital also needs to maintain a backup supply of PPE in case there's a surge of COVID-19 in the future. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.